Why is it that some commercial jingles are quickly forgotten to time, but a select few are so oddly catchy that they outlive their ad campaigns? 50 years ago, in 1974, one food company debuted one of the most recognizable jingles of all time. This company had already become a household name in hot dogs with a sing-song earworm and was now marketing a different type of lunch meat.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney.
The song is a perfect storm of simplicity, repetitiveness, and mild incongruencies that are the formula for an indelible earworm. I'm James Kilaris, professor of marketing at the University of Cincinnati. I am a jingle scientist. There are several minor incongruities, things that are just a little odd, things that cause a cognitive itch. The first incongruity is called, in music, Sprechstimme. That's a vocal technique that's sort of halfway between speaking and singing.
My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R.
The tone of the voice follows the contour of the melody, but doesn't really hit the pitches accurately. And then returns to the melody and absolutely nails the pitches for the rest of the song. Second incongruity is the harmonic rhythm. There's a pattern of how the harmonies change. Measure 7, it abruptly changes, and that coincides with the punchline in the lyrics. The audience is on the edge of their seats waiting to find out why this child loves to eat this bologna every day. Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. This jingle works marketing magic. The minor incongruities create a kind of cognitive distraction that increases message acceptance. So it lowers sales resistance through distraction.
Because Oscar Mayer
has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
It's burned indelibly into the brains of especially baby boomers.
First name. It's O-S-C-A-R.
Earworms are really free airplay inside people's brains. It's a testament to its iconic status that it made its way into an episode of The Simpsons.
My baloney has a first name. It's H-O-M-E-R.
I have to confess I'm more of a mortadella kind of guy, but if there were an earworm's hall of fame, it would be inducted in the first class.
That is marketing professor James Kilaris of the University of Cincinnati. And our producer has a full name. It's Matt Ozuck. And this is NPR NEWS.